It's recording. Look at it go.
Flat. Is it too flat? Okay, it's good.
Yeah. Smooth, frosty blue line.
Is it refreshing?
No.
No. Oh, it's not a refreshing blue line?
Not especially.
All right. Is that a Three Stooges?
I think so. I don't know what just happened.
That was totally curly.
There's a parrot? Okay.
This parrot is no more.
It has ceased to be.
It is an unparrot. Yeah, I got nothing else if you guys are ready to go.
I could be ready to go.
If you're ready to go, then go. Okay, I'm going to open the jail.
Baby, baby, are you going with me? Because I'm going with you. What you going to do?
Ah. Ooh, look, Alpha's in first.
He's been in the whole time. That's cheating.
Squid. Squid was the first to appear.
I don't know. He was neck and neck with good old Eric from Cincinnati, who I have not seen or heard from in ages.
Yeah. Baby, if you ever wondered whatever became of me.
Running sun.
I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, WKRP. Hey, it's Brigby. Hey, Brigby.
Oh, nuts. Now I'm going to have to try.
I don't know. You already tried once this year.
I know. I got it again. I'm ready.
Oh, man.
I'll forget something. Don't worry.
Okay.
Despite Grinch's and Samurai's pleading, I will not remember to open Steam in time, and I'll have to stall and talk about Jibba Jabba.
Yeah. So, Ian, I've been getting my way through Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Ugh. Wait.
It's pretty
good. Original?
No. The new one on Netflix.
Ugh.
Whatever it's called.
You could have won me over on the original.
Mysterious Somethings of Sabrina or some such Jibba Jabba. It's pretty good.
Is it, though?
Yeah, I've been enjoying it.
How did you manage that? Like, I looked at 1 second of it. Same thing, I tried to convince myself I was going to watch an episode of Riverdale.
I watched all of Riverdale.
6 minutes later, I was like, this is terrible.
Nope.
Why am I watching this?
I you know, Joe was right. Riverdale's actually pretty good.
Ugh.
Now, granted, you have to like 90210, because it really is just, you know, it's just teenage story with, you know, crap happens.
Hey, yeah.
Way to ward me off.
There's murders, there's people, there's whatever. However, yeah, Sabrina, I'm liking.
She's
a cute little girl while people are being, you know, murdered and cannibalized and sent to hell. And
I feel like that, you know, if it's not one of the DC shows, I feel like that's what the CW makes. Like, I feel like they just make that show in different settings. I feel like The 100 and Riverdale and Sabrina and all of those things are just the same show.
Well, I think Sabrina's Netflix only, right?
Oh.
I think it's a Netflix exclusive.
Yeah, probably.
Exclusive. Because there's no crossover to Riverdale.
Ah.
They mention, you know, the town of Riverdale, but you don't actually see any of the Archie characters.
So did either of you watch Cloak and Dagger?
I didn't.
Legends of Tomorrow was a delight, by the way.
The what?
Legends of Tomorrow is a delight.
Oh. So the whole reason that I was worried about Cloak and Dagger was because it was teenagers. It was two teenagers and how they deal with this stuff. And I'm like, man, if this is at all like what you are describing as Sabrina, I would be out. But it wasn't. That was why I liked it. So
Did you watch The Runaways?
I did not watch The Runaways.
Hmm.
Wow, apparently Samurai dislikes the thing that I like best about.
What, because it went
tomorrow.
Totally off the rails?
Yes, it was totally off the rails. It was awesome. And this last season with John Constantine was fantastic. There was an episode where everyone got turned into puppets. And it was glorious. Puppets.
I feel like that's been done.
I don't
Lots
care. It was
times.
Glorious.
I feel like Community did it. I feel like Buffy probably did it.
Give me more John Constantine. More John Constantine.
That I'll give you. He's okay.
Man. And Citizen Cold was fantastic when he was on.
Squeak. Squeak.
Squeak. Squeak, I tell you, squeak.
All right. Yeah, that tweet was a downer for me.
Yeah, the hell with that guy.
But no, not because he's leaving. Oh, that guy is right. I feel like I feel like Dr. King was like, thank you so much for comparing my struggles with your struggles to earn an extra $30 million, you dirtbag.
Yeah, that's true. Kind of a different level of problems in your life. He's worried about, you know, people being able to safely get on a bus and not get lynched. You're worried about, where am I going to get an extra $10 million out of squeezed out of some rich guy? Goodbye to Mr. Big Chest, too, because he's also out.
Who has a big chest?
Oh, you didn't hear this. Antonio Brown put out a tweet. He would now like to be known as Mr. Big Chest.
No, I knew he was leaving. I did not know he changed his name to Mr.
Yes,
Big Chest.
He has changed his name to Mr. Big Chest, and he is, you know, being traded for probably almost nothing, because that's what we're going to get for him.
But that's, hey, as long as we're getting some trading value out of him. But yeah, that's, I'm fine with that as well. I like when random name changes. I did not realize that. Is that like when ODB changed his name to...
was my favorite, was Chad Johnson just went to Ochocinco.
Oh, I thought I was going to go with when ODB changed his name to Big Baby Jesus and then to Dirt McGirt.
good time.
Oh, Meta World Peace. Punch that fan right
World
in the face.
That guy was great. Oh, what are you famous for? I like to go into the stands and punch the fans in the face. I would like to be a Meta World Peace now. World Peace? You're famous for punching people in the face.
Yeah, that's good times. All right, sorry. I'm back on the show.
All right, here we go. Squeak. That makes me laugh now.
Squeak, I didn't squeak.
Greatest believers. But Ian.
Sorry.
Try it. Pick, take two. Click. Boop. True believers, welcome to the 181st installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. It is a little bit country and a little bit rock and roll, and whatever's left over is about Puzzle Quest.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm the only one. You can call me Craig. We got KS72. We got SneakyBeat15. They're Ray. They're Ian. Hello.
Hello.
Woo! All right. This is the week of February 20th through the 27th of the 2019. It's the last show of February. Look at that. Your Deadpool Daily Lands, we had a Black Panther, Blue Black Panther, that's what I was getting to. The Red Magneto, Yellow Storm, Red Cage, Green Rocket, Blue Spidey, Blue Daredevil, and Green She-Hulk is what's coming up. Over in the 5-day 4-star correct! Oh, it's so icy, I can't stop. Why did I drive so quickly? Of the Titans. I saw a lady make the turn at work this morning out my window, and she tried to stay in her lane. She failed, and she drifted the whole way across the other lane until she kind of bumped into the curb, and then her car took hold, and she was able to continue about her way. Made me laugh. On the 17th, we had Eddie Venom versus our Carnage.
Yes.
How'd that go for you?
Successful.
Woohoo!
Turns out his abilities are geared towards countering Carnage's abilities, and it worked out for me somehow. That green was really effective.
Yeah, the green was effective. The yellow was effective.
It surely was.
I got all the powers, fired them off. It wasn't even a challenge, really.
Mm. Mine was a little closer than I wanted it to be, but a hit nonetheless.
Nice.
All right. Coming up number next, it's Sandman versus Back in Black, the graphic tells me.
Yes.
Oh, Ian, you got a 4-1-1 there, huh?
Not optimistic.
What's the 4-1-1 on that?
Bad times.
That it's not going to be that easy, but you'll see how it goes. Because, boy, Sandman is just, he's just not
good. I was
going to
say, I feel like if he was champed, he would be kind of a dog, but 4-1-1, not promising.
I mean, at least you've got the power that does damage.
Right. I have to generate a lot of green, but we'll see.
I've got him at the apparently ever-popular 4-4-5 combination.
Which is just wrong.
Then coming up after that, we got She-Thor versus...
Goddess of Thunder, if you will.
Ragnaroks.
Mm, another fine graphic here.
Yeah.
We already talked about that. We're done with that. We moved on.
When?
Before you got on.
That...
We're done with that graphic.
You talked about Gwar before I got on?
Oh, no. We can talk about Gwar all you like.
Yeah, why wouldn't I talk... What else would I be hinting at in this?
That piece of garbage that's on the left hand picture.
Zach Braff isn't that bad. Calm down. Yeah, so you kids, if you've never got to see a Gwar show live, you never will, and you missed out. Yeah. Boy, yeah, is that some quality.
You can
quality.
Find it on YouTube or something, I'm sure.
Oh, sure. I said live.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the experience. Yeah. Their music is entertaining, and I listen to it with some regularity. Their stage show is unbelievable.
What was the other one? Didn't one do it? X-Cop?
X-Cops, yes.
Yeah, and then what was the... Wasn't there another one?
Oh, boy. If there was, I've never seen them. I've only seen X-Cops and Gwar.
Okay.
But yeah, that was a... That shaped my young life. Reshaped it, if you will.
X-Cops.
Is Ragnarok supposed to be challenging for her? Because I don't believe he will be. I mean, he'll probably be a higher level than usual or something, but...
It doesn't matter. He's going to put out some charge tiles, and she's going to say thank you.
Yeah.
And then that's that.
And she's going to stun him and then smite him on the head. Not going to be... I don't understand you, though, Craig. Is there a reason, 355? Or is that...
That's just the way it worked out, and I never use her, so I never changed it.
All right.
Yeah, that must have just... Because I was like...
Yes, 535 is totally the correct answer.
Okay, good.
I've just never bothered to change it, because I don't care.
Hmm. I feel like she's boosted sometimes, and then it would be relevant.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm. Maybe I'm always winning by throwing that hammer for that little bits of AoE damage.
Maybe.
All right, let's move on. Storylands, we got the hunt is running now. That'll get you 3 strange, a magic, the CP, top folks get Prowler, and then Bullseye. That'll be followed up by Meat Rocket and Groot. Again, 3 Bullseye and a Prowler. Top 50 folks get Ian, Imperious Rex. That's right. 51 to 400 will get you Steve. That's going to go into Simulator Storyland. Get you 3 caps, yet again, Imperious Rex. And then it'd be X-23 and Kamala Khan covers.
Yeah, I already overplayed the hunt, so I completely missed the fact that this was a 2-day deal. Mm. So I'm out for the top 50. I'm already done.
PvP land, we've gone into space season. Predator and Prey is running now. That'll get you a Black Panther, a Max Pun, the CP, Shuri, and Cage. Followed up by Mother of Invention, Cage, Shuri, Quake, and Quicksilver. And then Blue Shift, Quicksilver, Quake, Red Hulk, and Switch. In PvP Simulator, you can get in there at Kamala Khan, 3 Magnetos, and Imperious Rex himself. Oh, yeah. Look at all those Namor covers we had. Super excited. Oh, and important news.
Yes?
I don't know if you saw this. Well, you know, one of the other characters I mentioned I wanted in this game. So, Conan is coming to the main Marvel Universe.
Ugh.
In a new comic called Savage Avengers. Ugh. Where he is teaming up with... Are you ready for this? Be prepared for this team.
Hold on.
It is Conan.
I'm about as prepared as I can be, but let me... Okay, I'm ready.
It's Conan with Wolverine, Elektra, Punisher, and some guy named Voodoo, Brother Voodoo.
So Conan, Elektra...
And Venom. I forgot about Venom.
Yeah, I knew there was somebody missing. I just couldn't... Yeah, Venom.
Eddie Brock? Agent Venom?
Eddie Brock.
Okay. Classic Venom.
Yeah.
Ha! Yeah.
So that's the
theme. I
feel
like they're throwing around the term Avenger loosely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it sure seems that way. But it's going to be Savage Avengers, takes place in the Savage Land mostly. And apparently the hand is doing some kind of magic jibber-jabba, reaches into Conan's world, and there you go. There's your crossover.
Ugh, that is lazy. Get ready, folks. Episode 182, The Puzzle Avengers.
But now, you know, the door is now open and we can get Conan in a Marvel Puzzle Quest. Let's move on. Superhero Showdown time. Last week we had Professor X show up and do anything he wanted. Ray, how'd that go?
Hey, Professor X wins.
All right.
A couple decent comments, though. One, we got a vote for Cottonmouth just because that person is apparently going to vote for Ian no matter what.
All right.
I did get another comment that Professor X has a cold and takes Sudafed. This is how Slow Cottonmouth wins. So, because Professor X is just out of it on the Sudafed. In another comment, I see Cottonmouth convinces Exhibit to show up at the arena and pimp Xavier's ride in exchange for not putting the beat down on Cottonmouth. Just kidding. Vote for Melonhead.
Man, Exhibit pimp my ride. I missed that show.
So, yeah, it was a clear victory for the professor.
All right, then. So, moving on this week, though, we've got in the Tetrakanta Kai Trigon, we have Ronan versus the Freedom Force.
Ian, who you got? I got Let's talk about Mystique and her Freedom Force. Let's talk about everybody's favorite answer to Civil War. So I've got none other than Mystique, of course. A little bit of Pyro, as usual. The Blob, Avalanche. The Crimson Commando works his way in there. I think Spider-Woman was a part of this for a while. But I'll let her go because, you know, I don't want to totally overload this. Since I also already have Destiny and Super Saber. Ooh, Spiral! I didn't know I had that many arms on this team. That's fantastic. You're in trouble, Ronan. I don't know what you do, and I've already forgotten, but if we just all stand behind the Blob until you run out of attacks, and then overwhelm you with our nine members.
Nothing moves the Blob.
That's true.
However...
All right, Ray, how are you defending this?
So, I don't... Ronan, I think, was highly underrated in the movie. I don't think he would have fallen for a dance-off. But in any case, so he is a Kree. He was deemed Alpha Plus. He was enhanced. His potential was unleashed by the Black Vortex, granting him augmented abilities. He has Kree combat armor, and he has the most powerful weapon, universal weapon, or Cosmi Rod, wielded by the Accusers. And he has now, with the whole Black Vortex thing, this I think is the key. He can create a pocket universe using his power from the Black Vortex. So you want to throw the Blob at me? All right, pocket universe, get the Blob out of my way. Then I'm going to use energy blasts and just rip the other team to shreds. I think he is very powerful, way up there on the list of enemies to face off with. So I don't know. You got a lot of people.
I do.
But I think Ronan, if he knows who he's going up against, is devious and conniving and just raw power. So
I feel like with the numbers, plus Destiny's precognition, plus Mystique's leadership ability, I feel like she will be able to organize her ragtag group of unstoppable destruction in such a way that they'll be able to overcome.
Yeah, but they don't have snowbirds, so they don't have postcognition.
Right.
Wait a minute, what just happened? Snowbird?
Right, they just have like there's just so many, and they all have, they're like slightly lesser versions of, you know, the less sinister good guys. Like Avalanche is like a low-rent Quake. Super Saber's like a low-rent Quicksilver. Pyro, well, can't make his own fire. He really wishes he could.
He's got to carry around those lighters all the time.
All the time. What a hassle.
All right. Listeners, you decide who wins.
I think this would be
the entirety of Freedom Force versus Ronan the Accuser.
This would be a fight that I would like to see in comic, actually. I think that would be, you know, it would be a good fight. So let us know who wins.
Yeah, I agree. I think it will be closer than I want it to be.
All right. You decide. All right, let's move on to news here. Release 172 says, get ready for Captain Marvel. Events and new characters coming soon. We'll talk about just a little taste of those later. It's a fixed day visual artifact with the new Okoye in a dress costume. And cover stories you have tokens to will no longer be ordered at the start of the Recruit Hero screen. That's it.
Sweet.
Sure, we'll just talk about Captain Marvel stuff. Why not?
Do it, Doug.
Sounds exciting. All right, so there's going to be new verses and story events. She is hitting the game on February 28th as a 5-star Captain Marvel. She kind of looks like Sonic the Hedgehog in that picture. I'm not sure why. It's a little freaky to me. But she's got her three powers are called Mean Right Hook, Photonic Rush, and Got Your Six. Really, that's all I know about Captain Marvel.
Good start. 5-star, optimistic.
Yeah. And then the 4-star will be her villain in the movie. That is the Skrull Talos, who will be a 4-star. He's coming in on March 14th. Talos the Untamed, who's a Skrull who can't shapeshift. But, you know, he's a Skrull warrior, tough guy, does his thing. There you go.
Ugh, I already dislike him.
Because he can't shapeshift?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I hate when people with disabilities achieve.
Wow.
Makes me feel even worse about myself.
Not politically correct, Ian. All right. What else we got? We got a favorite legend story going down right now. That is going to run from the 19th through the 24th. Legendary store that contains 3 5 stars each at 5%. And this is a good pack here. Kitty Pryde, Okoye, and Gladiator Thor.
Ooh, what
that's,
do I get
that's
that
That's a big-time threesome right there. Those are 25 CP each.
They usually have to pay double for that kind of action, Cotton.
In any case, if you've got a bunch of CP, here's a good way to blow it all before Captain Marvel comes out.
You said 500 CP? Or did I dream that?
25 a token.
What?
Yeah, 25 per pull.
Oh, this is one of those special stores.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where you get a slightly better rate on those three people.
Yes.
Well, those are the only three fives. So you have a one in seven
so
chance
four stars,
of getting
or you
one
get
of
a good chance of getting one of those fellers.
Yeah. So so you've got a 15% chance of getting one of the three, and then there you go.
I'm with you, fellers.
But you know, those are three super strong characters right there.
Yeah. Thanks, Ray.
I really like that, but I haven't been hoarding CP because reasons. I don't really have reasons. So I don't have anything to spend there. And I do have Okoye and Thor Champ, so I'm not really looking for those covers. Would still like to get Kitty up there, but oh well. I'll just have to settle for my 20 CP at a time.
All right. What else going on? We got the... I just forgot the name of it. Holy smokes. The Wakanda Celebration, that's what it's called, is also going on right now. You should have gotten a login to the Wakanda Celebration Vault as a free gift. And then there's a new Okoye costume, deep cover Okoye, where she's in a red ball gown kind of thing. There's a Wakanda Celebration Vault. It's got one of the costume, two legendary tokens, and then whole lots of Black Panther stuff. A Shuri blue, a Black Panther yellow, and then the supports. A rank 3 Talon Fighter, some rank 2 Vibranium Ores or Dora Milaje, rank 2 Kimoyo Beads or Ancestral Plane or Shuri's Lab. And then 4 of the T'Challa in there as well. So that's a pretty good vault. Let's see, that's going on. You got the Predator and Prey, like I said, running now. And Mother of Invention will be next. So enjoy your Black Panther themed events. What else we got? Oh, on a side note, there's a YouTube show called Extra Credits. On there, they just did an episode about character design in video games. And they had consulted with Demiurge's own page on some character design discussion for Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Hmm. Nice.
Ooh.
So it's an interesting little YouTube video on, you know, how when you set up the base mechanics of a game, you know, how you progress characters and things using said mechanics. It was a good video. So good for her. You know, I'm glad that she was able to participate in that. If you get a chance to check it out, maybe Ray will put the link in the webpage. There you go. And hot off the presses, Brigby just now says, hey, he posted the February Forum contest. If you want to try and get your hand at some hero points.
I want some hero points. Do I have to do something?
You have to go to the forum.
You probably do.
Oh, the forum. No one likes us over there. I'm not going there.
Brigby sometimes likes
that.
Us.
Can't handle that kind of judgment. Plus, I feel like we've had twice as much page on this show as they have on Extra Credits. So, to you guys on YouTube.
Double up.
No, that got weird. I was trying to make a defiant tone, and you made it like...
The question is, in total, how many covers of both Deadpool, It's Me Deadpool, and Deadpool X-Force's Red abilities have players ever acquired?
Lots.
You can submit one guess.
Wait, what's this? Say again? Close?
In total, if you add up all of the covers of Deadpool, It's Me Deadpool, and Deadpool X-Force's Red abilities for all players across the globe...
Yes.
What number of red covers is that? But the only thing I really enjoy the fact is that the first comment on the forum, the guy says, in Jenny I trust, 8675309.
I'm not giving my guess here because I don't want to, you know, give anybody any help on how I'm coming up with my number. But
I don't want to influence anybody.
So there you go. Check out the forums. If you got a guess, post it there. Maybe Brigby will give you a sweet surprise. That's all I got in news. Any other news? Well, local news. Weather here sucks. Driving in today sucked. Cleaning off my car sucked. Really, today, not fun.
It's true.
Yeah. Got to go to a hockey game Friday. Got that going on.
Oh. Where?
The Pagula Ice Arena.
Oh. A collegiate-level hockey game?
Yes.
Okay.
I have not been to one of those yet, so I'm going to go check it out.
Cool.
I'm going to take Ray's buddy Kurt.
I enjoyed the animation for Magic's Ruler of Limbo and how the same animation plays backwards when she gets back from Limbo. That was my favorite part of the whole character. I was like, whoop, there she goes. Whoop, she's back. That was awesome.
So as far as local news, Parandiak posted about Thon taking place, but he said that he's been reading that it's turning toxic as a more of a status symbol instead of people caring about kids with cancer. I hear that as well, but I don't see it. Like, I don't think that that's actually the case. I think that's people trying to denigrate.
Did they not raise $10 million?
What was that?
Did they not raise $10 million?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they did.
Well,
yeah,
there you go. I mean, and done.
If they want to feel self-righteous about it, you know what? Knock yourself out. But you know what? You raised a whole lot of money for kids with cancer. So, you know, that's good.
Sorry, Parandiak says, but I read it on the internet.
That I doubt in no way. A couple other news things that came up earlier. Another store in the mall is closing. But I also hear that Payless is going out of business just in general.
100% of out of business.
Yeah. Oh, man, you could pay more, but why?
Do you know why they're going out of business? Because they thought that BOGO meant buy one, get one half off. They were wrong. They were bad people, and now they're out of business.
All right.
BOGO means buy one, get one. There is no room to wiggle on that.
Yeah. Turns out that's how acronyms work. They actually stand
for something. There should be like BOGOFO? Or BOGO ho?
Right. In local northeastern Pennsylvania news, to celebrate episode 181, I'm doing this show live from my world-famous sleeping shirt.
You are not.
I absolutely am.
Aw, oh, come on, dude.
Yeah, you can picture that the rest of the show.
I don't want to picture that.
Man,
a stiff breeze might blow by, and I don't want to see that at all.
Refreshing. Man. A refreshing icy wind.
That's just wrong.
That's so great.
So the last thing that I have that was just posted up in Discord, there's a $5,000 reward offered for a missing macaw. So if you see a parrot flying around, it's worth $5,000. However, if you see a parrot flying around outside, I am highly skeptical and think you're hallucinating. If you see a parrot frozen on the ground somewhere, that I will believe. So good luck with your parrot, but... Yeah, that's not holding out.
They're expensive. I hope it works out.
It's an unparrot. All right, anything else?
No.
All right, this week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Daredevil's dead.
Right, that's me. I wonder why there was an awkward pause after that. And I was like, I'm reading the internet. All right, get this. There's a 5-star Daredevil in this game. Who knew? Not me.
Sorry, I'm distracted by Super Dave Osborne on the
Oh, Super Dave. That was some quality Showtime stuff right there. Let me tell you about him real quick. He's yellow, green, and purple. Ooh, that's a fun mix. That needs to happen more often, in my opinion. But his yellow. At the start of the turn, if Daredevil is below 50% health, he creates a strength 178 yellow strike tile. And then restores 289 health for each friendly strike tile on the board.
That gets dangerous real quick.
See, I feel like I underestimated it, and this is what I wanted to know more of. So I'm glad I'm learning, because I read that, and I was like, really? This is a 5-star, though. That sounds terrible. But I guess if you're putting out other people who are putting out strike tiles, and if he's constantly dropping below 50 and then healing, then dropping, then all those strike tiles can add up quickly.
Yeah, he's not as dangerous as Thor when he gets hurt, but he gets more dangerous.
Let's see what he does when he has 11 green AP. He creates a 5-turn countdown tile that does 497 damage at the end of every turn. If you match it away, you get 8 green AP back. If it gets otherwise matched away or destroyed, it deals 3,800 damage. He also has a Sonar Strike for a humble 9 purple AP. He converts 4 random enemy strike attack or protect tiles. Oh, into those strike tiles that he needs up in the first one to do more good stuff. And when a stunned enemy is damaged, Daredevil deals 457 damage to that enemy. That's wacky. Oh, he also does some stun with this ability. He stuns for 2 turns. All right, he seems okay. How about a 5-3-5? I didn't like that green ability much. The other two abilities sounded like they could get some stuff done.
I really haven't used him, so most... Well,
I know.
All of my knowledge is based on fighting him, and it's all about, once he gets down to half, take him out quick. Yeah, he's a very dangerous opponent.
Yeah, see, Ian, I don't know, I like the green a little better, because if it gets matched or destroyed, it does damage and it makes another one. So you only really need to fire off that green power kind of once.
Right.
So like, it does damage at the end of every turn. If it gets matched away, if you match it, you get back half the AP.
Right.
But if the team, the other, if
more
other ones
half,
gets
you
destroyed.
Get back eight of the 11.
Right. Mine only gets six. So to me, it's half. But, you know, it does damaging and you get to make another one. So it's kind of, you know, goes for free there after a while.
Yeah, yeah. It seems perpetual.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I have him at a 3-4-3 because that's just what I got.
I've heard from reliable sources 5-4-4 is the way to go.
Interesting, because Game Pendium has most people having him at the 5-3-5 that you suggested.
All right, good on me. But I like, I found Ronan's input over the years valuable, at least as far as Marvel Puzzle Quest is concerned. So I don't want to immediately discount him just because my first guess was lucky.
If I had him, I would definitely
but
be...
But also 5-3-5, woo!
I would definitely be pairing him with Okoye, so I tend to agree with him.
So that's what's always sunny in Xandar. 5-star Matt Murdock, the Daredevil.
All right. Willie, what you got in the mailbag? Because, you know, no, neither snow nor sleet nor darkest night will stop the mailman.
Apparently that is true. So first I wanted to thank Samurai for putting up the GIF, since there was to talk about it in last week's episode. And apparently more than one person commented on how they went to Reddit to immediately find that GIF. You could have also found it on the Puzzle Warriors 3 webpage, but I said check Reddit, so there you go. And it was there. D-Wing commented and said that the Puzzle Warriors 3 have pulled a full 180. Get it? We did 180 episodes.
Yeah. Oh, nice. I do get it.
Yeah. He also
not the GIF. It's back.
He also said, Powerful Mango sounds like the name of an 80s WWF jobber.
Hangs out with Kofi Kingston.
I don't know if this was a comment on my lack of editing or not, but I was in the depths of a cold last week, and he commented, Everyday Ray Snuffling. Which... then put that song in my head. He also commented on Ian's Dazzler Howard equivalency argument, how it was monstrous, accurate, and hilarious. And he did ask about a buck. What is a buck 298?
It's a buck 298!
That doesn't answer the question.
I don't know. It's just a phrase, man. You know, what's that thing worth? I don't know. Buck 298!
Wow, yeah, I've never heard that before.
I know, because it only exists in my hometown, man. I don't know what to tell you.
You guys, you know, with your buck 298, is that how much you pay for your full chicken wings?
That's right.
Freaks.
I don't know. That's what you get learned up back home, too. So you get learned up, and it'll cost you buck 298.
Oh, man, this GIF. Every time. It's just better every loop. Their little arms are flailing and everything.
I thought this was...
Quick, show him a cat video. He'll be out for the rest of the show.
No, you know what I did the other day? The internet showed me... It was like on Yahoo News or something. Excellent. It was not edited properly, so I had to watch too much boring stuff. It was a rodeo, and they were playing something called Rodeo Pinball, where they got a bunch of people out of the audience, and they drew some white circles in the middle of the ring and said, stand in this white circle. The last person to flee gets $100. And they brought out a bull, and the bull was boring for 4 minutes, so they ran it off. And then they brought out a second bull, mauled so many people. I was like, yeah, look at it go! People were getting gored. People were getting trampled. Oh, it's good to watch if you get some time.
Did somebody win $100?
They were like, if you pull the bull, they're like, this is getting out of hand. If the first person to go up there and tug its tail gets $100. All right,
man, I have been to one live rodeo, and that was all I ever need to go to.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah.
Starseed said very early he thought that episode would develop into poop talk. I said they defiled the bathroom, and he prepped for hilarity, and then nothing until Ian says Drax is poop house level. Disappointment ensued. Funny story, though, at his workplace, they created a scented urinal screen, so tropical mango is a thing, and so is spiced apple. When I first started the job, I loved drinking too much water just so that I could find out what the new smell was. Hey, Stinkbomb also commented on here and said that he totally agreed that Parks and Rec is worth your time. You might be thinking, why should I listen to some stranger on the internet? I know what I'm about, son. That's one of the best lines.
It really is.
He also said Team Up Talk last week. He said that he really liked that when he gets Yondu as a team up. And he says that it's kitty insurance, which I don't quite understand. Maybe my complete not being familiar with Yondu is why. But I saw that he was on, so maybe he can fill us in on that.
I was going to say, if only we had access to him through some sort of social media.
Exactly.
I'm going to try and find Yondu and see what his powers even do besides whistle up a thing.
While we're waiting, he also said Ry Williams is a fantastic team up. You get the green, cool, airborne is a good stun for everyone, even Surfer and Doc Ock. Just be careful about sending 5-star Black Panther airborne because, well, Black Panther. If you get the blue from Riri, you get AP and damage. And if you get the red, you can save it for the last guy or completely, you know, targeted chiseling people down. So that's great. And if he says he sends what people ask for or 4-star Cyclops because blue nets you red and denies them red and it does damage and board shake. And he usually tries to send a team up that costs 10 or less as being ideal, which... yeah, that makes perfect sense. Personally, I don't use team-ups anymore because I use Okoye for everything. But, you know, unless it's an emergency, like when Okoye goes down. But also, PW Validius said, seriously, the urinal screens at my work are the worst. They're hexagonal, and they smell like mint. At the very least, when I splash, it sometimes throws a stick of wintergreen at your face. I got that going for me, I guess. And finally, Brondiac said...
you gotta flush preemptively to cut down on that splash, yeah, dude. Yeah. That is gross.
Brondiac said, Bacon Reader app, which I don't even know what that is, but there you go.
Google it.
Ate my entire post right as the episode was wrapping up. I'll post something later when I'm not angry. Understandable. And later he did post the local news that I mentioned. And also, in 15 years... a DJ in a club is going to throw Baby Shark on, and people there are going to lose their minds and sing along and do the hand movements.
Ugh.
I have yet to make it through more than 5 seconds of that video and probably never will.
Mommy Shark.
It's fine, though. It's for kids. I'm okay with that.
Right. Right. Yeah, Grinch, if it's not now part of your life, and you could like to keep it that way, you're living a better life than the rest of us.
Yeah. Daddy Shark.
Shark.
Daddy Shark.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
Grandma Shark.
I'm trying to stop. He just keeps going.
Grandpa Shark.
It's because it's his favorite.
Yeah. Apparently, what Ronan said was, when you drop a handful of strike tiles, you can avoid getting smacked by Kitty and keep Daredevil alive. Also, Yondu's black smacks their AP like a nun with a ruler. All right, he does do AP destruction, so.
No.
I don't know. I looked at Yondu and I didn't really see him being that. The Kitty team just destroys me. I have yet to find any way of successfully defeating them. Like, every time I go up against them, I don't have any way of getting rid of those tiles quickly enough. They're always off in the corners.
You gotta use the back and black.
How's that?
You have to use back and black.
Yeah, mine's awful. I don't know what he's at, but he's not good.
Oh, well, that's the best defense.
Yeah, I've never gone up against the actual team, but I was playing some PvP recently because it gave me an opportunity to use magic.
Yeah.
And Ry was boosted. So, my goodness. Oh, and boosted Kate Bishop. Wow. Both those two, her and Ry putting out way too much damage. And then when, you know, if I needed to switch it up and pepper in some Luke Cage or Cyclops, I could. Anyway, the point of my story was I saw a team that had Kitty on it. She was missing a full ability. Like, she only had two colors, according to the picture.
Right.
Whew. It was a nail biter getting through that fight.
Huh.
I was like, why do you keep wrecking me? You can't be that good. She was like, I'm wrecking you. Just deal with it. I was like, I don't even know what's happening. Someone give me enough red to do gauntlets. And I did.
And I did.
Since I have hold of the show, and we're moving at hopefully an okay pace, does anybody here know how to use Discord? I keep getting pop-ups on my screen from people chatting to each other in other Discord rooms that I'm a part of, and that needs to stop right now.
I don't know.
All right. I'll look into it.
Perhaps somebody online can help.
Yep, I'm optimistic.
What? I'm just curious. It, like in Discord? On Discord? Or?
Yes. Oh, okay. Like up, down where it tells me what date and time it is?
Yeah.
Little pop-ups keep going, bleep, and they tell me what's going on in, you know, some of our other rooms.
That's awful. I hear somewhere in notification settings. That's all I got, though.
Oh, there you go. You want to turn off
settings, desktop, notifications.
Desktop notifications. There you go.
Okay. User setting. Notifications. Oh, my heart. Okay. Enable desktop notifications. Disable desktop notifications. Okay. Hopefully that did it. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah. Okie doke. What else you got, Willie?
Nope, that is it.
That was it.
The mailbag is empty.
All right. Thanks, Willie. So once again, I'm Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump
you up. All right. Let's go to my special infographic window and see who's boosted this week. 3-star. Ooh, Deadpool. It's me, Deadpool. Learn more about him and you might be able to win some hero points. You will also discover that the damage you do, the AoE from the whales, will be boosted this week. Does he heal more with his black when he's boosted? I assume so. I think we've gone over this and I just don't understand, but let's say he does that too. Doctor Strange, when you're fighting goons, he will use the Flames of Faltine to even greater effect and heal his friends to even greater effect. Same power. So let's see. Hawkeye. Man, he's got a whole bunch of different arrows. I bet at least 80% of them will be increased by him being boosted. Same thing with boomerangs, and I don't know what his dancing around naked power is. I try not to fire it. It makes me uncomfortable. Kamala Khan! Woo! Her green AoE, boosted. Her healing, boosted. Thanos, his black killing everybody power, boosted. Other three things, they might help. I don't know what they do. I don't know too much about him beyond his black. He's a great character, though, from what I'm told. All right, let's talk about 4-stars. Power Man! The 4-star Luke Cage, boosted. His Heroes for Hire, he's going to deal some extra damage, and the Protectile, if you have Iron Fist, is going to be a little bit better. His Defender, slows down a match, you know, when I'm up against him. But those Protectiles, even better. And the amount of damage that he will do from Fiddle Faddle, outrageous.
Sweet Christmas.
How much Fiddle Faddle is he going to give you?
What's that?
How much Fiddle Faddle is he going to get you?
29,000. If there are no enemy attack, protect, or strike tiles.
A bunch of Fiddle Faddle.
18,000. if yeah, it's a big bunch of Fiddle Faddle.
It's not playing a lot. All right, moving on.
The perpetually reworked, just constantly under rework, Mr. Fantastic. His flexibility is going to deal a little extra damage. His burst health is going to go up a little bit. And those special tiles he makes from Imaginat are going to be a little bit more special. The winner from last week's Superhero Showdown, Charles Xavier, his the damage he deals when you critical tile. That's what happens. Critical tile, a 5 match, and he does extra damage. The buffs that he does from being invisible, good times. He makes special tiles with his yellow, good times. Quake, that AoE when she does her board shuffle. Looking good.
This is where everybody should be shuffling.
Shuffling. And then, I mean, I feel like if you don't use her yellow at 5 already, because it decreases the amount you take from AoEs down to 0, doesn't it?
It does for me, yeah. I mean, it doesn't always take it down to 0, but it's massive reduction.
Right, so it should be even massive-er. Oh, some samurai advice. If you would like some advice on how to better use Quake in the game, just Google Chloe Bennett twerking. Apparently that will help you on your way. Oh my goodness, the Thing.
The ever-loving Thing?
Exactly. So he's boosted, clobbering time, extra damage. Yancey Street, extra damage. And those Protectiles, when he is rock solid in front of everybody, those will be more effective. That's a fair cross-section. Power Man's pretty dope. Professor X is pretty dope. I like Quake. People are hit and miss about how they feel. I like Mr. Fantastic. Everybody seemed a little salty on the interweb when he got reworked yet again, but, you know, I don't listen to other people's opinions very often. And the Thing is, well, he's definitely a character. He's not bad. He can absorb a lot of damage. I mean, is his entire body made of orange rock?
I don't know, but I bet Alicia knows. Whatever her name is. Is it Alicia? I don't know.
Yeah, like good that. Try, though. Right. Anyway, that's who's boosted. So listen to me now and believe me later. Let me see if there's any samurai wisdom this week. Yep, the 3-star menu was pretty excellent with Thanos and Kamala Khan boosted. And Doctor Strange, in my opinion. And Deadpool. They're all 3-stars. Good times. So anyway, 4 stars. Oh, this is very specific. Okay, so use Professor X during the Quicksilver PvP and use Luke Cage during Meet Rocket and Groot.
Quicksilver and Professor X are nice because Quicksilver can just line up those 5 matches for you.
Yeah, for sure. He's got a lot of board control, which is nice. Yeah, so again, listen to me now, believe me later. Thanks once again, Mystify.
All right, it's time for Ray and Ian's Support Corner. Ray, do you have something to share?
I sure do. Hello, everybody.
Hello, Ray.
Hi, Ray.
this week, in-game support. Apparently, I missed this on the way through. The Stepford Cuckoos, telepathic teens. This support says that it can be equipped to any X-Men, but why would you want to do that?
Can be equipped to anybody named Emma Frost.
Exactly. Rank 1. It's pretty straightforward support. Rank 1 with 1 star. When you fire a power, you get a very small 5% chance to steal 3 AP at random. But that goes up to 34% at max level. And it's every time you fire a power, you steal. That's a pretty good thief right there. Rank 3. When your supported character makes a purple match, the match damage is increased by 63, which goes up to nearly 400, 398 at max level. Rank 5, your supported character's critical match damage increases by 0.3, which slowly works its way up to 2.7 multiplier at max level.
Oh, that's a significant jump.
That is. That is well worth having if I could get a support at, you know, rank 5. And the special, when applied to Emma Frost, enemy powers deal less damage, starts at 16, for every fortified friendly tile on the board. So happens, that could be handy with Emma Frost. And that 16 works its way up to 298 each at maximum level. So that can be significant reduction in power damage. So there you go. Like I said, pretty straightforward. Put this on Emma Frost, because that's where it's going to be the most use. She's got the purple, she's dealing less taking less damage, stealing AP. It's a good support. So, there you go. Ian, do you have something to share?
I do. Hello, everybody. I'm Ian.
Hi, Ian.
So, Craig.
Yes?
I hear you're having some pretty terrible weather.
I am.
Tell me about it. Is it a typhoon? Could you be more specific about qualities of the weather are poor?
It's cold.
And it can't snowy, help you there.
And it's Ooh. Sleety, and it's freezy rainy.
Let me tell you about something, a support that you need. Ice melt.
Oh, that can
help. So do you want to create a freezing point depression in and around your immediate vicinity so you don't slip on the way to the mailbox? Try some ice melt. Fresh out of ice melt? There's some other alternatives. You could try calcium chloride if for some reason you have that. If you like weirdo organic stuff, you should try sugar beet juice, because that will apparently be a great substitute for ice melt. And if you use the sugar beet kind, it won't stain. Apparently, peeing on ice, very effective. You know, I don't think you could have the quantities that you need to defrost your entire walkway, especially like me, since I live on a corner lot and it's just way too much sidewalk. I don't keep that much pee on hand.
Also, your neighbors will appreciate the lack of using it.
Yeah, I was going to say, they like me now because I, you know, go out and salt the sidewalks, and then that's less work for me the next day. But that's something you should take into consideration. It will,
you know, also... Where does one acquire large quantities of sugar beet juice?
That's a fair question. I don't know. The internet, I assume. I blame the internet for so much.
I thought all these sugar beets in the world were being used to produce my real sugar Pepsi.
Oh, maybe. What's... Oh, is that what they use?
Yeah, they don't use cane sugar. They use sugar beets.
Ooh. Interesting. Maybe. So maybe you could reach out to the Pepsi Cola bottling company, and they could provide you with unused beet juice that you can use to cover your walkway to prevent slippage. You could try the salt that goes into your water softener. If for some reason you have too much table salt, you can throw that out there too. It works similarly. So, yeah, this week's support, out-of-game support, anything that will cause freezing point depression.
So I don't know if you caught it, but Grinch is commiserating with you, saying that corner lots are the worst. His source of information is his shoulder and back.
I hear ya. That was why I treated myself to a night in the old... sleeping shirt, because my lower back is just killing me, and I was like, well, I don't want to be in limitless discomfort. But yeah, corner lot, that was a sucker's buy. I'm going to sell this joint, move somewhere else.
You move to State College.
Maybe.
I got this D&D game we can throw you into.
I'll hop in it. I'll work on whipping up something of my own, so that way you can both play for once.
Yeah, I'll you can, you know, get on that soon. We can, you know, get a new game starting up here in like the next like month.
Yeah, give me a couple more years. I mean, not for the game. Maybe I'll put together, I don't know, if you're ever in between games, I'll put together a Call of Cthulhu game for just the four of you.
Ooh.
So that way everybody can play, and it can move at a reasonable pace so Craig doesn't get too bored.
Yeah, that's right. But lots of sand loss. That's what happens.
You're the worst. You're no longer invited, but we're still using your house.
Every Cthulhu game is exactly the same. I go insane super fast. What's this? I don't know. Let's open it. Ah!
All right, I'll try something more for you. How about Champions?
Ooh, that was a good game.
Yeah, I thought I could win.
You know
you
which
over
game I did not like?
I do,
that
but tell me.
Whispering Vault. I couldn't stand that game.
That sounds familiar.
That was a Lystico special. He liked the Red Whispering Vault.
Oh, I thought that was a Bruce
thing.
I
totally blame. No, the reason I hate the game has really nothing to do with the game. It's all based on Judo Steve and that annoying blonde girl he used to hang out with.
Poof, boy, help me. Nope,
she was like a really annoying, pretentious like grad student who thought she knew everything, and she liked to hang out with Judo Steve because he thought he knew everything.
Mm. None of this.
And the
rings
two of them
bell.
Were characters together in a Whispering Vault game I was in, and they were like his character was called the Winds Four Quarters, and he was just the embodiment of like the nature's winds or something douchey like that. And her character was super dumb, and it couldn't stand those two.
Thanks, Fortify.
Fortify. All right, time to go the OG style and open up some tokens from this guy.
All right, just to show everybody how prepared I am, I'm going to poke him in the eye.
Whoa.
Get me a 4-star, soon-to-be-boosted Power Man. Bunch of fiddle faddle.
Nice.
Because this is what it sounds like when worlds collide.
Oh, whoa. How'd that happen?
Bonus?
No, I did not think he was anywhere good, but he is, he's full. I should have championed him long ago.
Oh, wow.
I was like, I wonder what he's at. I wonder if I could use that. And I was like, oh, he's a 4/4/5 with 2 saved covers. I was like, you're terrible, Ian. Do something with your life.
You got some ISO for that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, do it, Doug.
I'm doing it. I'm getting there.
I've got a token.
Okay.
I'm going to poke him in the cheek. And Groot. This is going to be great.
Oh, it's a 5-star. It's purple.
Ooh, Doom.
It is Dr. Doom.
I could smell
Brave
it on
new
you.
New World. Yellow. What does that get my Doom to? He is now a 120.
Doom.
I mean, he's no Namor, but, you know, that's exciting.
I was just kidding. I don't have any ISO. Just so you know.
Really? I thought you had some ISO build up.
I did. What I thought was ISO is not ISO. I thought 190,000 ISO was a fair amount of ISO.
Hmm.
It's not even any ISO.
That is true.
All right. I'm going to never champion him.
You are in the... you're starting to champion 4 stars you're in the ISO depression era. Absolutely.
Man.
Yeah,
I should get some ISO melt. Maybe some beet juice.
Beet juice will fix you.
All right, I'm going. I have two tokens. I'm going to try the first one here and get a 4-star. The dog that bit you.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
I like Lockjaw.
Yep.
And secondly, it's another 4-star. Man, why didn't I go first? Sleight of hand, Star-Lord. So that's not at all what I was looking for, but there you go. Lockjaw is now 308 for me, and Star-Lord is 298.
Who is that, D-Man? Never mind.
No, I don't have any idea what you're talking about. Should I?
And, and Star-Lord, you know, his power, it changes the distraction. And in one of the levels, it talks about the character D-Man. Each level has a different little description.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That does sound familiar.
Oh, boy. All right.
Oh, boy.
Anything else for the get of the show? Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
I'll do that first, and then we'll go back to your... the soon-to-be-named network, available at soon-to-be-named-network.com. Us have teamed up with a bunch of other like-minded podcasts for your podcasting entertainment, and sometimes we've teamed up with ourselves on other podcasts because we just can't get enough of doing this sort of thing. So go to the soon-to-be-named network at soon-to-be-named-network.com and check out a complete archive of all of our shows.
All right. Now, anything else for the good of the show?
Yeah, the one thing that I was going to bring up before that I completely forgot about. So right. I know you're not a huge fan of the My My Chicken, but
have you
been in there since they put a new pinball machine in?
No.
There is a Deadpool pinball machine.
Oh, is it good?
I didn't get to play it because time issues, but I just took a glance at it, and it's got like Marvel characters all over it. It's got Wolverine, it's got Cable, it's got, who else does it have? It's got like Juggernaut and Mystique as your enemies.
Juggernaut! Oh, bleep!
Surprisingly enough, it has Dazzler. It has a Dazzler figure inside the pinball machine, and Dazzler is on the side of the machine as well.
Hold on, I gotta look this up right now, because it sounds like I'm gonna have to save up some money and convince my wife that I need a Deadpool pinball machine.
More importantly, okay, so which one is My? Is that the one in
the Westerly Plaza?
Westerly Parkway Plaza?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, I don't like their food. But I do like to play that
game.
Her.
There, she's right there on the left.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, it's got Mystique. It's got Mr. Sinister.
Yeah.
Sabretooth. Holy smokes, look at all these characters.
I want to play this game.
Sauron.
Who makes it? Is it a Stern machine?
Yeah, it is a Stern machine.
It's always a Stern machine. That hurts my life.
Yeah, but man, if I have a spare, you know, $8,000, I could totally get one of these.
That sounds about right. How about I order some chicken wings and create a distraction, you slide up the glass, swipe the Dazzler figure, and we make a getaway.
Oh, it's got one of those special buttons at the bottom that goes boom. Man, I hate Stern machines. All right. But boy, it's got Dazzler on it. That's really exciting.
Maybe it'll be in Pittsburgh. This summer.
Ooh, that could be. That would be exciting. I could play it this summer, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, $74.99 for the premium edition.
Oh, speaking of Pittsburgh and this summer, by not this summer, I mean this spring, this is at Valadius, who is listening along. There will be no Shroot Farm beet juice, but all the non-famous members of the Office cast will be available at the Steel City Comic Con.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Pauly Shore. That's why I'm going.
No, man. I'm totally getting that the double Indiana Jones setup. Remember, you get Short Round and Fraulein Ravenwood.
Yeah.
That is a good time.
Anyway. I don't know how. Mm-hmm. I've never met Pauly Shore, but I'll tell you more in our May episode.
Hanging with the Weasel.
Yes, exactly like Toby and some other guys.
I have no idea what Pauly Shore. I heard that he is never pleasant to be around, but, you know, that's from the internet.
I believe it. I have heard that his best friend is like Andy Dick. So if that tells you anything about the quality of character that he keeps.
Hey, don't forget that, Feldman's going to be there, too. So
can I forget that, please?
Wish Shatner. I mean, I think if we put the three of them in the same room together, excitement's going to happen.
No, awkward me feeling uncomfortable for him is what is going to happen.
No, wherever. Feldman playing with the Angels while they have do an intro by Shatner, do him a little Shatner-style singing along with Feldman and the Angels.
Yeah, well, he does. Oh, man, I totally want to see that. I will pay money for that.
$1.250?
Yes, you will. $1.250.
$1.298.
Whatever.
Why you give that Craig Tree Fitty? Woman.
Anyway.
End the show. I got to go watch The Masked Singer.
All right. Anything else? We good?
I'm good.
All right. Let's roll this thing out. Thanks, everybody, for joining us yet again. PuzzleWarriors3.com is our home. Comment suggestions, updates on who wins versus the battle. Amazon banner there. Click it. Buy some stuff. Give us some pennies. CafePress.com/PuzzleWarriors3 gives us more pennies. All good for you. That's all we got. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, there's nothing mystic about Polaris. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Gross. Excuse me. Also, bye, friends.